White, Loma Linda, California, April 1910. Willie White, my son. Since receiving your last card, I thought you could be employed in doing just as much good a portion of the time if you were with your mother. How much better I should have felt if I were waited upon by my own son upon the stand to speak to the 1,500 people assembled in Los Angeles. But I am fully decided that it is not the right thing to do, and it is because I felt that you were needed to give influence upon some subjects that I consented to have you go and labor, expecting you would rejoin me in a short time. Be assured I will have the whole prospect canvassed the next move you and I make. But I believe the Lord understands the situation. I would not consent to your propositions another time, but I thought you could save some crisis in movements, and I believe you have done this, and I consider this was your object in your movement, but I have not felt reconciled to this thing from first to last. But while I live and you live, we must not separate thus again. The Lord understands the work, and he will plan it to his name's glory. When I saw that immense jamming into the first hall, I could not tell what to do. But the proposition was to secure another hall, higher priced, and I saw the movements of the people, fearing they should not get a seat. We should learn it was time to take our light from under the bushel and let it shine forth. Our cities have not half been worked, and we must give the note of warning nigh and also afar off. I saw so many who were crowding up to speak to me, but an automobile was waiting for me, and I was taken to the next larger place. Both these halls were paid for, and then the collection above all expense was quite a sum, more than $50. Now all this movement on the Sabbath was in the Lord's order to make an impression upon the people. That is the very work the Lord would have done. And when the suggestion was made by Elder Andros for me to speak in the hall, I was then suffering, sick upon my bed in Loma Linda. But I consented and went through all that confusion, for the Lord healed me and gave them the truth definite and clear from Deuteronomy 5 and 6. There was perfect attention. An old gentleman rose and said he wished I would speak on the 15th of John, but he was quieted. Next time I will do this. But now I was upon another subject of highest importance. I had strength given me to speak 1 hour and a little over. Never was there better interest manifested than on that occasion. There was the upper floor of the house, the gallery, full, and the whole lower part of the hall, and a few were standing. Now I am convinced we are altogether too tame in our movements in giving the last message, the last call to the perishing world. We are not, many of us, half awake, and time is passing. I wish every opportunity possible to be given to a people who have never heard the message. Elder Andros has done his part nobly. I have not seen him since his wife was at the meeting, and it may be it was a tax to her. I must find out. I have my sick and suffering times, but whenever a call is made, I get right up. I saw the Lord knows. He will strengthen me for the work. I am not feeling well, but when any calls come like this one, I shall be on my feet, ready to speak. Such a crowd of people tried to get at me, to speak to me, but was not permitted. I have my ill turns, but I will not complain if the Lord will only stand as my helper on such occasions as this. We are to trust in a helper who is unfailing. My heart goes out after the living God. I cling to him. He will not fail us. My voice shall be heard in the large congregations. This effort that I have made will encourage me to improve such opportunities. We must bring the promises of God to mind. I will bless the Lord that he gave me strength on that occasion, and my soul shall magnify the Lord. I said to the man with the automobile that transported us from one place to another, I will send you a book, for you have waited upon us right attentively. Oh, said he,
If you only knew what this occasion has been to me. It is the greatest blessing of my life. I will stop now, for my breakfast is waiting for me. Thank the Lord for his mercy and great providence that I can bear my testimony to his people. We will be glad to meet you again. Mother.